Sawyer Brown under this whole hat on CJWE Southern Alberta's Best Country. My name is Sarah Scott, and under our roof this afternoon, please give a very warm welcome to Nevada and Forest of the North Sound. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
I'm very excited to have you in because you guys are currently on your What It Takes tour. You're going to be playing at the King Eddie tonight, which we'll talk about here in a few minutes. But first, we got to talk about your new album because it just came out like just a couple of weeks ago on May 23rd. So from what I read and from what I listened to on your album earlier today, you're known to sing about Indigenous culture and history with really heartfelt, meaningful lyrics and harmonies. You talk about family, connection, love and sacrifice, recovery and addiction, which is so interesting and so important. So with this latest album, What It Takes, tell us more about the process behind making it.
Yeah, well, this record actually took us 4 years to finish. Yeah, it sort of started. It's just a completely different album than when we started. You know, sometimes that's just how it goes. And we were really lucky to be able to go down to Nashville and record with Crystal Shawanda. And that was an incredible thing with her connections and the people that she works with down there, and sort of being taken into her world was just mind-blowing. And I feel like we learned more making this record than probably ever have, like in total, you know, of my music career. So it was, it was just really good. It's a very deep record. It's got a lot of themes that I think everyone and anyone can relate to. And I'm really big on being able to connect people in the root of what we all are, as opposed to the details, you know, because I think that it's very easy to look around and spot differences, but that only isolates you and makes you feel alone. So what I'm trying to do is show people the similarities so that we can sort of just build a little bit together, you know?
It's a very, very full, gorgeous album. I did take a listen to it this afternoon, and I gotta say, I'll be listening to it on the way home from work today, too.
I love that. I love that.
So you guys are both multi-instrumentalists, and you guys are both co-writers. So tell us about the writing process behind these songs.
It's definitely changed course over the years. It used to really be driven by Forrest, and he would bring me in kind of after the fact, and I would go through everything, edit, you know, change melodies, change lyrics, and then we would come upon a finished product. But there's a song on this record where we took a different approach and we wrote it together from the start, and we're really liking how that's going. The song is called Till the Love Runs Out. It's on this new album, and I think that process is where we're headed now.
Yeah, definitely trying to do a lot more co-writing from the ground up. I think it just took a little bit of willingness on both sides, right? Yeah. Willingness to participate and also willingness to let go of the reins a little bit, you know?
That's right.
That's amazing. So you mentioned that you think there's something for everyone on this album. And from what I've heard, yes, there is. But what would you like people to take away from it?
Just a sense of connectedness. You know, there's kind of two parts to me as a human. I mean, I'm generalizing, but there's the artist part of me that I'm always in pursuit of the perfect song, you know? But then there's the other part of me that really is just a kid that's trying to connect. That's all I'm really trying to do. And so that's what I hope this record does, is when someone listens to it, they hear something that just makes them feel not alone, you know, makes them feel connected, especially in those really deep, heavy, dark kind of places that sometimes we don't want to go into. It's too vulnerable, it's too scary, it's too heavy. But it's been my experience that if you don't deal with that stuff, eventually it does come out, you know, it just comes out sideways, that's all.
Nevada, what about you?
Definitely the connectedness, as Forrest was saying. Feeling not alone and feeling like, that there is a positive direction to go, even if you've been through really hard times.
Which I think we all have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really awesome. So I'll ask both of you guys this question, of course. What is your favorite line, verse, or chorus you've written on this album? Nevada, we'll start with you.
Oh,
I know it's a tough question.
Bringing in the heavy hitters.
There is a line that I love so much, probably because I feel it when we're on the road on tour for long times. But it says, I've got sorrow in a backpack that I take from town to town. Hold it till my back is breaking and it starts dragging me down.
Even you just saying that, I'm like,
yeah. Yeah, that's, I think that's one of my favorites.
Yeah. And I think for me, maybe one of my favorite lines on this record is, oh man, that's so hard. I almost feel like I'm too close to it. But I think if I had to pick right now, there is a song on the record called Anything Like Me that we wrote for our girls. And I write, there's a thing that I say in it that says, you know,
listen to the song.
It's heavy. Yeah. It's heavy. That's all. And I just talk about, you know, when our children are no longer little girls, when they're all grown, how I want them to sort of experience and see the world, and hoping that all of my mistakes that I made before I was their dad, how all of those will hopefully allow them to not have to go through the same struggles.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's not, yeah.
When they hear that when they're older, they're just gonna be like, Dad, we love this. They're probably thinking that now too. And you guys have it on the road for quite a bit, and you do go on these longer tours, and we're gonna talk about the What It Takes tour here in a sec. But speaking of your girls, you've been on the road for a while. What do they think of that? You said it's like a party.
You know, yeah. they love it in the summer when they can come with us and have fun. They have sworn off of touring with us in the winter. They're super over it.
That's fair.
They prefer to stay home doing their, you know, the things that they love in the warmness of our home.
Yeah, they don't like the traveling as much, but they love when we get to a place because there's usually snacks and stuff waiting there for them. And, you know, they're pretty accustomed to like green room life. And like, so they really enjoy it. Our oldest is starting to get on stage with us, which is really cool. I don't think the youngest cares at all, but that's okay, you know.
I think last summer we could do up to 8 hours a day in the vehicle. They're a bit older this year, so we'll see if we can push it past eight.
But after that trip, the next one that we took, about halfway through, our oldest said, man, Dad, if next time we go anywhere, I'm flying.
Already living the posh life.
Yeah.
She hopes for that.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I love that. So you guys are currently on your What It Takes tour. You're playing the King Eddie tonight. How has the tour been going so far? Because you started it back in March, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. We started it before the record came out, sort of just planting seeds as much as we could until the record came out. And the tour has been really good so far. There's been a lot of folks that have sort of, you know, responded in the way that we were kind of hoping, talking about that connectedness. We've got a lot of great feedback. We get to spend a lot of time after the shows chatting with people and getting to know people in different communities. And, you know, coming up, I'm really looking forward to the next sort of round of shows, because I just want more of that. You know, I just want more of that, and just being able to see other places that we've never been to, because there's so many small towns and big cities and, you know, small community center halls and theaters all over the place that you don't really know exist until you're there. And then you're like, how is this not talked about more? Because it's such a beautiful experience. We had that experience in North Bay.
Yeah,
in North Bay, Ontario.
We've been lucky to be hosted by a lot of really nice communities, and it's always like a really warming feeling to enter a community and be, you know, warmly welcomed when you're so far away from home for so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad that you're here in Calgary tonight to play at the King Eddie. So, of course, it's your brand new album that you're going to be playing. But what else can we expect on the stage?
A lot of storytelling, mm-hmm. a lot of poking fun. I mean, I poke a lot of fun at Forrest.
Yeah, we kind of just sort of do what we like. It's just like what we do at home, just on the stage.
You know? We're really unapologetically ourselves up there. We don't put on any facade. So what you see on the stage is really who we are. And yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So how can everybody get tickets? What time does it start? And of course, everybody can follow along everything you guys are doing in your next batch of shows on your social media, on your website, and they can get all of your music wherever they buy, download, or stream their songs. But where can everybody get more tickets to see you tonight at the King Eddie?
Yeah. Our tickets are available through the King Eddie website or through our website, which is www.thenorthsoundmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it'll take you to the same ticket page, so they're all online.
Yeah, and you can buy tickets at the door if you want. If you want to just walk up, and everything sort of gets started around 7. We have Ashley Ghostkeeper opening the show, local legend.
Yep.
So Ashley's been kind enough to lend us her time to come and sing a few songs, and then we're gonna hit the stage after that, and we're gonna play the whole record from front to back, talk a lot, tell a bunch of stories. Yeah. It's a nice, intimate sort of show that we have going on right now, and it feels really good to be a part of it.
The King Eddie is legendary, and you guys are going to be amazing tonight. So catch them, the North Sound at the King Eddie around 7, being opened with the one and only Ashley Ghostkeeper. Nevada Forrest, thank you so much for coming in today to CJWE. Is there anything else you want to mention or talk about?
Just thank you for having us. This is really great.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah, really appreciate it.
Of course. We'll see you soon. Have fun tonight.